This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witz with Morning Devotions. It's great to have you along for a few moments. Have you ever taken notice the way people pray? Children have a lovely way of praying. They're very honest and truthful, like the little boy in kindergarten who prayed, "Lord, if you can't make me a better boy, don't worry about it. I'm having a real good time just like I am." Or the 9-year-old that was overheard saying, "Dear God, please help me in school. I need help in spelling, adding, history, geography and writing, but I don't need help in anything else." Now, it's not only kids who pray. I've got a feeling that many adults also pray, especially when things are not going really well. And then there's the prayer that sums up the thoughts for many of us. "God, please take care of yourself, because if anything happens to you, we're in a heap of trouble." Now, that's a very interesting prayer. Now, in the Old Testament, we have the Psalms. And I'm thinking especially today, and I'll think about it again tomorrow in this program, of Psalm 46. Now, have a read of it sometime. It's not a long read. It's got 11 verses. And the prayer was written in the context of problems. Actually, it's a song about stress and uncertainty. The writer's world had crumbled all around him, but he kept coming back to the truth that since nothing can happen to God, everything would be all right. Millions of people over the centuries have turned to this psalm, Psalm 46, during times of trouble and turmoil. Mind you, we need these words. If we don't need them today, we might need them tomorrow. I read that Billy Graham read from Psalm 46 at a church service soon after the 9/11 tragedy. It was in September 2001 in the United States. It's a beautiful prayer read at hospital when someone is going in for surgery and they need hope and help at that time. Many ministers have read this psalm. It says in verse 1 to 3, "God is our mighty fortress, always ready to help in times of trouble. So we won't be afraid. Let the earth tremble and the mountains tumble into the deepest sea. Let the ocean roar and foam and its raging waves shake the mountains." So in the midst of whatever you're feeling today, God wants to be your refuge, your strength, and your help. God is our protection, even when what seems permanent is demolished. When the world crashes in, God is still there. That word refuge literally means to flee, like as if you're running to a shelter. Now, that idea might be a bit vague to us, but actually the first readers of this psalm understood very clearly. In the Old Testament, 6 cities of refuge were set up for people who'd accidentally killed someone else, and it was common for a blood relative to seek revenge for the person who had killed his family member. So this allowed someone, the perpetrator, to run or flee to a place of safety. And this is the same picture here of God's heart. He gives us safety and refuge. It's actually the same theme in Psalm 9, verse 9. "The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble." So if your world is rocked right now, and if you're tired of running, run to the Rock of Ages. That word strength is a good one. God is our refuge and strength. It really implies that we can rely on his might when we feel weak. And I guess we've all felt like that at times. You know, of course, that nothing saps our strength like stress. In Proverbs, it says the Lord is a mighty tower where his people can run for safety. Other translations use the word an ever-present help. So God is there. It means that he has proved himself to be a help in the past, and we can therefore trust him in the present. God has been tested, and he's found to be trustworthy, and that's good news. So what it says is that there's no crisis that's too big for God to handle, and nothing will happen to him. So amazingly, in the Old Testament, there are 21 different words for that word trouble. It shows that there are many ways that God can help. It means to be in a tight place with affliction or distress. God is calling us today not to live in fear, because he is our refuge, our strength, and our help. So if we run to him, we won't have to be afraid. God is there. And perhaps you haven't put your trust in God. Well, he says that he will do his part as we seek protection from him. Well, dear Lord, we come before you today. Lord, we know that a lot of what we need in life depends on our attitude. But Lord, some things we can't understand. Help us, Lord, when we're looking for answers as we trust in you today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.